We're going to go to somebody who's already in Long Beach, and that's Chad Woods, Rich Holland's partner with SportFishReport.com. How you doing, Chad? How's things going?
I'm doing great. How are you guys down there?
Good, Chad.
Great, Chad.
Good.
Excellent. It looks like the front's starting to move in up here in Long Beach, so a little bit of weather. Not much, though.
Yeah, we got it here, too, Chad. It was starting to kick up in the mountains. The wind was kicking up about 10, 15, 20 knots up there, and down here it's clouded in. You could smell rain, you know?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain enough to get everybody to go inside Long Beach Convention Center.
Yep.
Good.
So are you going to start setting up tomorrow? Is that what you're already there to start setting up?
Yeah, I'm going to be setting up the booth tomorrow and getting everything all squared away, so we're ready for the open on Wednesday, and I got a little bit of work to do with some of the clients. And I just wanted to get down here early, so if there's any monkey wrenches thrown into my day, I'm ready to react.
Nice. So, yeah. Chad, there's a few things I wanted to bring up, but one of the things that we wanted to have you describe is the online booking on SportFishingReport.com. I know you got quite a few landings. You got the Royal Polaris, the Shogun. Why don't you describe how that works?
Okay, SportFishingReport.com offers a booking service that allows the landings to manage the bookings through the landing down there. They all have computers down there, so there's a little, it's like an intranet for them, so they can manage all their reservations, move passengers, charge them the credit card. Basically, it's a tool that allows them to get off the paper that they used to use and put it all into a computer. And then on the other side, we attach it to their website so the customer can go and look for a special trip type or a specific boat on specific dates and find the trip that they'd like to go on and make a deposit or even pay in full and claim that spot. And we've done really well with it. We offer it to quite a few of the landings down there in San Diego, Fisherman's Landing, C4 Sport Fishing, Point Loma. We just recently integrated it for Long Beach Sport Fishing and Ventura Sport Fishing, the new landing out of Ventura Harbor up there. And we even got a guy up in Avila Beach who's going to be using it here real soon, Patriot Sport Fishing, and they're going to have a booth here at the Fred Hall Show too. So we're really trying to tie it together and offer this to everybody and give them an opportunity to sell tickets when they're not there and make it more convenient for the customers.
Is that when you go on to, let's say, C4th website and you click on upcoming trips and it shows like every single day and the amount of people that are on that particular trip and you can click on that trip, that's the one you want to go on? That's the program you're talking about?
That's the program.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, you can look for how far in advance does it go?
Well, you know, like the Royal Polaris and the Shogun, they have trips all the way into 2012.
Well, okay, so it's a year in advance. So you can plan your vacation, you can plan your days off, whatever. And especially like on the local trips, three-quarter, one day and a half, you know, you go far enough ahead, you're the first one to get on. You know how many people are on any particular trip.
Yeah. Yeah, the nice thing about it is, let's say you're from Ohio and you're coming out in August to go fishing, you can actually plan your vacation and your fishing trip all at once, you know, get everything all squared away, have everything booked, and know you got a spot. Wow. And let's face it, in the summertime, a lot of those trips, especially on the weekends, they get booked up or it gets chartered out or whatever it might be. You know, it's kind of hard to get a nice spot on a quality trip in the summertime, so we give them an opportunity to book that early. And from the landing perspective, it's great. They get to collect their money early. They can hold on to it and use it versus waiting until the day of the trip and collecting the money. So it's actually a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and customers can look out down the line, and they can build like their own mini charter on one of the open party boats on a Saturday. They can say, like, let's get 10 of our guys, book 10 of these spots.
Oh absolutely.
And we can go on a Saturday and have half the stern, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah. We see that
until your clothespin color comes up.
We see family members from all over, and they'll put an order in, and then the brother in Long Beach will put one in, and then the sister in Ventura will put one in, and they all clumped up on this trip, and all the orders came in a 10-minute period. It's really interesting to see it work, and I tell you what, you know, you, if you if you're buying a ticket for Southwest Airlines, you know exactly what you want. And you go in there, you put it in, you get your ticket, and voila, you're on the trip. So it's the same thing with our fishing. And, you know, a lot of people know what they want, and, you know, they can do it without having to talk to somebody, getting put on hold or whatever might, you know, the situation might be. So it's really convenient, and it's easy.
Chad, I know you guys are giving out your awards up there in Long Beach to the boats and things like that. It's going to be a big event for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been doing our sportfishingreport.com awards. I think this is our eighth year now.
Nice.
And actually, Rich was helping me put that all together this year. And, you know, we got some it's interesting. Things kind of changed a little bit this year. There's new guys winning awards who hadn't won them before, and then, of course, there's the same guys who always win the award getting some of the awards. So if anybody wants to stop by the booth, we're going to be giving those out, and we're going to put the page online so you guys can all take a look at that. But this is good data. I tell you what, the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, number one yellowtail boat.
Not surprised at all. We talk to him every week, Chad, and I swear, you know, Mark Larson talks about him all the time. Booger does a number on it, you know. I mean, that young fellow, Boskin, he knows, Ryan Boskin knows those waters down there, and not surprised at all at that. But I'd love to run this in the newspaper, Chad. I think this would be a very good reader in our paper, and I'd love to get the list from you guys. So I think that'd be something we can cross-connect on.
No problem. I would love to give you that data, and it's great for the anglers. I tell you what, they get a look at this list. They can make a good decision. They can get on a boat that produces, you know, and they can book online.
You know, you guys are offering a great service. And, you know, somebody was asking me at the junior hunt today, hasn't the internet, you know, killed your business? And I said, you know what? The internet is about information, and everybody has their own niche. And what I do is totally different. You know, I do gather information, yeah, but I try to make, you know, features and write stories and do something that you won't find online a lot of times, you know. But the internet has just done nothing but make, here's a great example, fishing more accessible, you know, Rich. Your trips are more coordinated, more organized. It just brought so much to the game, Chad. And I know you've worked a long time on this site before Rich got involved. I mean, I remember you seeing you up in the Sierras years ago.
Yeah,
at the trout openers and things like that. You're working on it a long time.
It has come a long way, and it is it's new. It's basically everybody's used to getting the fishing information through the traditional methods, and
right.
And now with the internet, it's like on demand. Oh my God, here it is, and you can get it like right when it happens. And we're trying to become the leader in the industry in that. We've really set ourselves up with some quality tools, and we have some great sponsors who support us. And I'm really happy to have Rich come and work with me. We have a great fit. We have a lot of things in common that we enjoy. And so far, we're really doing well, and it's worked out. So I think the future is really bright for us.
We can tell you guys have kicked it up a notch, a lot of notches, really, I think. Don't you think, John?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just really kicked up, Chad. And we're looking forward to working with you, and I can't wait to see that list, Chad. And